Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Saints fans, I'm sorry, it is game over.
Sad times.
Sad times for Saints fans. It's game over. And Sam, it's feeling pretty game over at the top of the league now as well. 2-3-0 results today.
It's done now.
It feels done. Sorry, Arsenal fans, it's looking pretty done. Sum up the last few weeks for us, because City have just put the pressure on and on and on. And I don't take anything away from Brighton, by the way, today, because they were fantastic. What a reaction.
Surprising.
From that 5-1. I mean, De Zerbi is the real deal. The mentality at that club, you love to see it. But Arsenal just crumbled today. Just crumbled.
Yeah, and we saw it last season as well, didn't we? I know that Arsenal weren't winning the league last season, but in the battle for fourth last year, they collapsed in the same way that they have this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the collapse has been less bad this year to what it was last year. So I think they learned something last year. But there is definitely something in being a club like Manchester City, who have been there and done it time and time again and know what it's like to just go and get points.
Without a doubt.
And I think Arsenal have put all of their effort, you know, when you think back to games against Liverpool and against Newcastle last weekend, they really went in hard on those games and tried to win them. And then it's the games against Southampton and West Ham where they've dropped those points, and it's those points that are fundamentally going to cost them. And I wonder whether there was a little bit of, not complacency, because I don't think Arsenal are that kind of team, but just not as much grit going into those ones in the opening minutes that we've seen in other games against big teams.
Feels like that turning point was that back-to-back draws, wasn't it, against us and against Southampton.
West Ham.
Oh, yes, and West Ham, where they went ahead and looked at, like, I remember the game at, it was at Anfield, wasn't it? Was it Anfield?
Yeah, because they came to you like an absolute bat out of hell.
It's the best I've seen any team play against us for the opening 20 minutes in, like, ages. They blitzed us. And then we sort of got back in the game. Mo missed the penalty, didn't he? So in the end, and Konate, I remember, last minute could have scored. In the end, we actually could have won the game. Mm. And Southampton, the same. I mean, Arsenal absolutely killed them and then kind of let them back into the game. So it's a, it's a hard one to take, I think, Arsenal fans. It's a hard one to take, but I just don't see you coming back from it. I really don't. No. Saints bounce back next season, or?
I think they'll struggle.
Sure. I think they might struggle a bit as
struggle,
well.
Because I think,
to say,
you know, players like James Ward-Prowse, they're just going to go. And and sadly, you know, over the last couple of years, they've lost big voices in their dressing rooms, haven't they? The likes of Højbjerg and people like that who had a bit of grit about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got, they're lacking those players now. And if you take James Ward-Prowse and players like that out of their structure as well, I think they'll struggle to come back up.
Yeah, so it's looking like Nathan Jones, a bit of a bad appointment, wasn't he? And Ruben Selle's not done that much since he's come in either, has he?
No, but maybe he's just to the end of the season, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Anyway, on to more pleasant things, because sorry to be starting a downer with Southampton and Arsenal. We've actually been at I just caught myself on the camera. Have I caught the sun today?
Yeah, you have, yeah.
Got a little bit like a lobster face.
I mean, we were at the same football tournament.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to go red normally in this house, spoiler alert, it's me. I burn very easily because my skin's very pale. You don't
look like I've been away at the Costa del Sol. We've been in London Colney for the afternoon. That's where we've been.
You've been sort of sat around a beach bar.
I'll take it. I noticed a little bit on the arms as well. Look at that. Wow. Very white up there. Look at that.
It's very warm here.
Oh, get a bit of aloe vera on that later on. Let's say hello to... What did I go there?
I don't know.
Let's say hello to a few people. Brian Springer is here. How are you doing, Brian? Nice to see you. John Tyner is in. Hey, guys. Hey, John. Who else we got? Leighton and Justine. He, she, or both of them are here. Hey, loves Leighton and Justine. Daniel Banks, Rashford's injury and Kepa being dropped equals lots of jam. Yeah, some big swings this week. Some big swings either way, including what has to go down as one of my worst transfer decisions of maybe all time.
Do you want to start with that as we get out
maybe
of the way?
Maybe all time. No. We'll build to it. Let me just... I will just tell you guys, it involves selling Purvis Estupinan. That's all I'm going to say. It's... I've played FPL now for about, 11, 12 years?
No, it's more than that.
What, 13, 14 years?
It's 14, I think...
Let's say it's 14 years. I don't... I can't remember me having... Okay, should I do this transfer combination or this transfer combination? And picking the wrong one... And it costing me quite so many points. I don't think I've ever done it. It's probably the worst decision I've ever made in FPL. And it's probably going to cost me the FPL family title. Because going into this game week, this time last Sunday, I was sitting pretty. Sitting pretty, 20 points ahead.
25 points ahead of me going into this week.
I can tell you I'm not now. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you I'm not now. We'll talk about that a bit later on. Webby is in. Hey, Webby, how are we doing? B is here. Hey, B.
Hey, B.
Thanks for the Zoom, Sam, she
says.
Oh,
you're welcome. I hope your haircut was good.
B says, thanks for the Zoom, Sam, because thanks to your advice and that conversation, she is on 76, count them, 76 points this week. B, that is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What, my conversation with B the other day was one of my favourites, because normally when I get on a Zoom, they're always all strategy. Yeah. I mean, there's always a load of nonsense with me first, where I'm doing something bizarre. Or I decide to tell people something random that I've been up to. But with B, it did also start random. It spoke about our haircuts that we were both about to go and have. But
that's how the Zoom calls can go.
They do start like that. Yeah. But she said, I'm not really bothered about my overall rank. I just need to win this mini league.
Right.
And
she's got to be sitting pretty now at 76 points.
Yeah, so we literally had the guy that could beat her in the mini league's team. And then I preempted what I thought he'd do over the next few weeks in order that we could combat that, because she was ahead. Combat it and give us some advantage in terms of overall rank as well.
Yeah.
And I think we got it right.
Oh, very good. Well, Daniel Banks is in. He says, congrats to Notts County, Kidderminster and Oxford City. They were the promotions this weekend. And don't we know it, Oxford City? Yeah, it's a bit of a shame that, because, well, not for Oxford City fans, but at the expense of St Albans City.
Boo.
Got well and truly beaten today. 4-0 the Saints.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. Our local team, St Albans City, looking to get the promotion this weekend, but not to be. Not to be, unfortunately, not to be. Martin Tricky Swartz, one of our patrons, is in. Martin, how are we doing? Very nice to see you. We've got Christiana Fryer, John Tyner, Paul Cook, FPL Bruno, and a whole host of you, including in ad moderating, Mr. Top 1K himself, FPL Harry, is here. He just says, happy Estupinian Day, everyone. Well,
not for Lee.
Not for me, Harry. Not for... Oh, I got gone off the bench, haven't I, this week?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's going to be painful. Right, let's get into some of these games. Who am I on with? Harry? I think I'm on with Harry.
Is it Harry again?
Harry,
Get
in the chat if it's me and you on Tuesday, I think we're on, because after the Liverpool game, Tuesday, I'm on off the bench this week, and
it is Harry again.
Oh my God, I've got to go on with Mr. Top 200, and I've just had the stinkerest of stinkers on a game week. Oh, cannot wait for that podcast. That is going to be, tune in for some fun on that one, guys. Let's go. Yeah, there's Harry. Yeah, you're on off the bench with me. Brilliant. Can't wait, mate. I can't wait. Right, let's talk about some of these games. Let's go to... before we do that, quick super chat from Nigel the Crab. Hey, Nigel the Crab. Hey, Cyberdet. Hello there, Bonfields. Hope you're well. Been a member for 14 months already. When are my adoption papers coming
through?
Anytime. They are lost in the post, probably. Lost in the post.
I feel like Simon's become like a surrogate member of our family.
He has. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
That's why the channel's called FPL Family.
We have effectively adopted him as like, I'm not sure he could be our kid. I think he'd have to be like one of our brothers.
Something like that.
To adopt him as a brother or something.
Where do we go, Sam? The reason, right, let's just talk about this first. This nice little multicoloured screen here. These are the fixtures for the final two game weeks. There is no doubt, I don't think, that United City, Brighton and Chelsea are going to be worthy of some conversation tonight. So we're going to talk about their games. Liverpool we can't talk about because they're on tomorrow, although they do have two nice fixtures remaining. Arsenal, I guess we've got to talk about because two good fixtures, but is it done now, etc., etc. So I don't know if we want to go through all of these games, but where should we go as a start for 10, what do you think? Should we discuss the Callum Wilson thing? Should we go straight into the Callum Wilson and Isak thing? Because we went on to Sky Sports News on Saturday morning, and I said to the producer before we went on, this could be a very big swinging game week for us.
It
big
felt like
swinging
it was
going to
be, didn't it?
Because there was a couple of decisions that you made, a couple of decisions that I made, and we were going one or the other way. One was that you were very much in the Wilson camp and I was very much in the Isak camp. I don't think either of us thought that the other had a bad pick. I don't think you thought Isak was a bad pick.
No,
I don't think Wilson was a bad pick. But I thought you were incredibly brave captaining Wilson, I have to say. If I'd had them both, I'd have captained Isak for sure. I don't think
Would
I'd have
captained...
Yeah, I think I don't think
See,
I'd have captained Wilson.
Because it's really interesting, because
so.
I didn't...
Many think... did, many winners. Isak captain this week.
Yeah, it's and of course we're only halfway through in terms of
yes.
Newcastle. So
yes.
Things may still change, but my view on Wilson was that he's got penalties, as we saw.
As we found out. Yeah.
That is such a big thing when I'm looking at FPL players, particularly in the latter part of this season. We seem to have had quite a few penalties come up recently. So that was one big factor. And another big factor was kind of the form that they were in. And I felt like Wilson was in the better form. And even if he wasn't getting as many minutes as Isak, it was only averaging out at 7 less per match. And I felt like that seemed fine. Plus, when they did play together, Wilson was in the middle and Isak was out wide. And I didn't so much like Isak out there, which is why I firmly went in the Wilson camp.
But the Isak EO in and around me, the effective ownership was something like 130, 140. So to go against that and captain, that is a brave shout. So fair play.
Yeah, I mean, I trusted my gut on it because there was a little bit of me that was like, but equally, I'm chasing. I wasn't where I wanted to be in overall rank. And I looked at this as an opportunity with Wilson. Now, of course, I might get bitten in midweek by Isak.
Well, I'm not sure you will, you know, because if anything, Wilson's the one that comes off early. Now, we see that a lot, we're not surprised to see that. But I'm pretty sure Isak got, if not the full 90, then very close to the full 90. So actually, it wouldn't surprise me to see, oh God, don't say it out loud, maybe an Isak benching during the week. I don't know.
That is about the way your luck has been this week.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. But listen, I fancied Isak. It certainly wasn't that I didn't fancy Wilson. I just, of the two of them, I thought Isak's the better pick.
Mm. It's unusual for us to feel quite so differently about two players like that as well.
Yeah, sure.
But we both definitely fell into one camp. Both of us...
Having watched the game, I thought Isak
still had the better chances.
He had the better game, didn't he? Random. How did you feel about that? Because the eye test for me, you look at the stats and you're like, okay, well, Wilson's got the two goals. He's got the FPL points. Wilson owner's happy. Isak owner's not. But actually watching the game, Isak, I thought, had a better game than Wilson.
Yeah, I think I do. I think they both passed the eye test. I think, you know, they both look good. But I did think that Isak was a bit more involved. But then I would have expected Isak to be a bit more involved when he's out wide because he's going to be linking up and connecting the play a little bit more. And he certainly was doing that. I think Isak owners, I think if you're an Isak owner, you would feel aggrieved. That is for sure. Because he did play well and he probably deserved more than just an assist.
Yeah, it was the second Wilson penalty that did it really for non-owners, because I think that his substitution was in the making, right? I think his replacement had warmed up, was about to come on. And I think driving back from Sky, I think you and I joked about the fact, and I think I said something like, you know, you watch Wilson get a flaky VAR-given penalty because it brushes the knuckle of some Leeds player and it gets given. And that's exactly what happened. And in the end, you get the two penalties. You're always going to get the free bonus points with the two penalties. Mm-hmm. That was what did it, I think. If you'd have come out of that game with Wilson scoring a goal, Isak's got an assist, it's a different sort of conversation, isn't it? But the fact you captained him and he got that second penalty, that's done it for you this week. It really has. Leeds, can they stay out? What did you make of their approach to this game, first and foremost?
Well, I think they've looked better. I don't know if they've got enough to stay up, though. I think it's a bit late. I think, had they got Allardyce in 4 weeks ago, they might have just had enough grit and fight in them to stay up. They certainly tried to disrupt Newcastle's play. They got the draw out of the game, took away the clean sheet again from Newcastle.
First 20 minutes, they were like a house on fire.
They were, yeah.
And Allardyce absolutely got them emotionally charged for that game. I think I said, because we were watching it at your mum and dad's house, I turned to your dad and I said, there's a red in here for Leeds. I said, in the first 10 minutes, there's a red. And lo and behold, Firpo gets the red. You could see it happening because they'd gone out there, they were diving into tackles. Allardyce had given them the good old, you know, let's up and at them, lads. Because Allardyce is tactically absolute rubbish, right? He's got nothing about him, despite what he said in his press conferences about being better than Pep and Klopp. He's not. But he gave them the good old, come on, lads, do it for the shirt and all that sort of stuff. And they went out there and absolutely...
And the crowd were with them.
They bullied Newcastle and that got the crowd going, absolutely. And Newcastle couldn't handle it. And it wasn't until about 25, 30 minutes in when Newcastle then started to match their aggression and matched their emotion and matched their tempo.
Yeah.
Then Newcastle's quality started to show through and this has obviously got the two pens, etc. But fair play, Leeds get the point. It's still on. They obviously can still survive, but I agree with you. Maybe a little too little, too late. I don't know whether we can. How much can we talk on tonight's FPL family about plans for next week. We can't really, because we're in the middle of a game week, as we tend to be on a Sunday, with tons of games still to go. So, but I'm going to ask you anyway. We've both got a Newcastle forward. I've got Isak, you've got Wilson. Plans for them too over the last couple of game weeks? Because are there better options there? Or you're happy to just stick him in? No double game week, of course, right? So
no double game week. But I think I said last week, you know, I do worry a little bit about next week. Because when I look at my team for next week, I'm benching players I really don't want to be benching.
True enough.
Because of
all the double
game week players. So, you know, I think Callum Wilson, I think if you've got Wilson and Isak as a double up, I'm not sure you'd want to keep both.
Right, yes.
But I think if you've got one of them, you just keep them.
Yeah, I think that's what put me off in the end. One of the things that put me off was
having both.
If I go for Wilson this week, having them both is something I don't really want that for 37, and then I'm just booking a transfer in. That was something that put me off, I must admit.
I can see that, because I wouldn't have necessarily fancied the both.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about your boys then. Let's go for Aston Villa 2, Spurs 1. I think I sat here last Sunday and said, pretty sure Villa are going to win that, because I think they're going to want it more than Spurs. And if you look at some of the underlying stats on this game, the Spurs were not good. I mean, I've not watched any highlights or anything, but yeah. But as usual, Kane gets his goal. I mean, fairly fortuitous penalty in the 93rd minute, but gets the goal, and with it comes two bonus points, because that's what he does. What did you make of the game or the result? And where does it leave Spurs for the rest of this season?
I haven't watched any of it, so it's very hard to comment on it, because Eurovision was on last night.
Oh, God,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, I didn't watch Match of the Day. Plus, Spurs
get your priorities right.
So, didn't want to watch Match of the Day. So, I haven't watched it. Where does it leave us? Well, it currently leaves us seventh, level on points with Aston Villa, who are behind us on goal difference. We have got... I don't know. We're going to end up in the Jeff Cakes. I think that is...
Europa Conference League beckons, no doubt about it.
I think that is happening, and...
You and I will both be keeping our Thursday nights free, won't we? I can see it.
I don't mind the conference. Like, as long as we don't get thrown out of it, because we've all got COVID again, like happened last time. I mean, look, would I rather play in the Champions League? Of course. Would I rather have Europa League football? Of course. Are we good enough for either of those two things at the moment? Absolutely not. So, do I want to play European football? Yes, I do want to play European football. So, would I like to play in the conference? Well, on the basis that we're not good enough to play in the other two, then yes. Will we have the fight to do it? I think we will against Brentford next week.
I feel like you're a bit down in the corner of here. So look, you're miles away from the microphone and down at the... How is this coming across on audio, guys? Can you even hear Sam?
I mean,
you're
like, is that
you're better? Like right down here in the corner, just talking into the sofa. Come a bit closer, dear. Come on, come a bit closer.
All right, I will. I was quite comfy, though.
Go on, then. You don't want to play in Europa League, or you do want to play in Europa League?
The conference.
Never mind what you think. What Spurs need a new manager.
Yeah.
What new manager is going to be enticed by the Europa Conference League? And it ain't going to be Pochettino. He's on his way to Chelsea, isn't he, by all accounts?
Don't speak to me about that.
That's hurting, that, isn't it? I can tell. By the way, so quick, let's go off on a very small tangent. Pochettino at Chelsea, will that work or not?
I hope not.
I don't think it's got hope in hell's chance of working.
I am genuinely devastated.
I think you should be happy. The reason you should be happy is because 6 months into the new season, when Chelsea are mid-table again and he gets sacked, he'll come and join Spurs.
We've got six months.
The Spurs fans will say, come back to us, Poch, come back.
Yeah, but that means we've got to go like through another 6 months of like Nuno Espirito Santo again.
There's,
I don't want any of that.
Listen,
nonsense.
Ryan Mason for 6 months until Pochettino gets fired by Chelsea, which will happen.
No, because if they did that, that would mean that they basically fire Mason at some point. Because that means, like, no, I think Mason is one of our best talents for the future. I want him to be nurtured and cared for. I don't want him to be another Frank Lampard. So he needs to go into the coaching staff with whoever comes in next, learn his trade, and then he can be the next Spurs manager.
Right, okay, very good.
That's enough on Spurs, let's move on.
Let's move on. Anything to say on Aston Villa? What are their fixtures between now and the end of the season? Let's have a look at those.
Watkins blanking again. Oh no, we got an assist this time, didn't he? So we did get an assist.
Did Watkins get an assist?
I think so.
I don't know, I missed that one. I saw he got booked right at the end.
I thought he got an assist.
Liverpool away and Brighton at home for Aston Villa. So two difficult looking fixtures right at the bottom of the ticker there. So I don't think you're going to be bringing in any Aston Villa, and probably...
he got an assist.
He got an assist. Okay, good for him. So, I think if you've got Watkins, do you sell for a double game weaker, potentially? Or what are you doing with him?
I sold him for Wilson.
Yeah, but if you had him for this, if you had him come into 37, what would you do?
Oh, yeah, I'd sell him.
Sell. Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Let's go to some of the games from today. Let's talk about what we've just seen, actually. So let's talk about Arsenal 0, Brighton 3. Sorry, Arsenal fans. We do have to talk about this.
We only saw the second half of this, spoiler alert, because we was up watching Max and the brilliant Tigers in their tournament today. So we didn't see the first half. We watched the second half.
I didn't see this coming, I'll be honest.
I did not see this
coming. How many clean sheets have Brighton got away from home this season?
This was number three.
Not many. This is the third. Yeah, that was another thing that was sort of guiding me towards the Estupinan sale, which I'm going to keep talking about because I have to. It's therapeutic.
Lipping a Band-Aid off?
No, it's worse than that. It's worse. I've got to do it on Tuesday with Harry. That's even worse.
Yeah, but by Tuesday, Liverpool might have done well, and then you might feel better.
Maybe, or we might have lost 1-0. But
the negativity.
I was so down on FPL this week, I'll be honest. So, from a Brighton perspective, I looked at the two games, Arsenal away, Newcastle. I'm like, that's no clean sheets. I don't see either them being a clean sheet. But you have to say, the mentality from De Zerbi, the mentality from Brighton to come back and win this game 3-0 after getting battered 5-1, is incredible.
It's interesting, wasn't it? Because it was almost like Arsenal just allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
Like, Brighton came out for the second half, didn't see the first half, so I can't comment on what happened in the first half. But the second half, Brighton came out and they went for it.
Mm.
And Arsenal just kind of looked like they didn't quite know what to do with the fact that Brighton were just going to go for it.
Yeah. Given the goal scorers and the assists today, so Undav and Sisco, Gross, Undav again. What are we saying about Mitoma, McAllister and those guys? You know, because we've got the double game week, obviously, again coming up in 37, which actually on paper looks better. I know there's a Man City game in there, but Southampton at home is in there versus, you know, Arsenal away, Newcastle away. You'd say actually on paper, the 37 double looks better for Brighton. So I'm certainly not thinking of selling any of my Brighton assets. But I have to say, I thought Mitoma was good again today. Really, really good.
He was a bit unlucky, wasn't he, today? There was a couple of moments where
we said that for a few weeks, though, haven't we
know,
now?
This is the thing. The thing is, if you're invested in Brighton, McAllister, whoever, you're not going to change that.
Yeah, and you're not about to go out and buy Undav, are you? What about Nsisco, though? So here's a transfer. I bought in Nsisco this week. More on that a bit later on. Got the goal, looked lively. Potentially went off with a bit of an injury, so we have to look out for that. I hope it's just cramp and that he can play in the second game. Otherwise, I'll be very annoyed about that. Super duper cheap. So if you wanted to bring him in, maybe for Watkins for 37, that gives you what, 2 or 3 million in the bank. I mean, you could do with 2 or 3 million. You could upgrade Martinelli for those that still got him injured today. So again, we've got to look to see how badly that is. But that gets you a Martinelli to a. If you've got a bit in the bank, maybe even a Bruno Fernandes, it gets you up there, doesn't it? So what would you do about Nsisco? Do you like him as an option going into 37?
Maybe. I think the problem I have with the Brighton attack is that there's quite a lot of them. Like Undav, Welbeck, Ferguson.
They share it around, don't they?
March, Mitoma, Gross. There's a lot of them and it's quite tough to pick out who it's going to be and who's going to get the nod. And given that next week's games are Man City and Southampton. You would want your Brighton players, if they're only going to get the nod in one, to get it in the game against Southampton. And I think it's hard to call who gets the nod in each of those different fixtures. So I think you have to wait and see on Nsisco, see what happens on Thursday evening. Because, of course, they've got another game to play before we get into 37.
Absolutely,
so
they do.
Got
to
make sure that,
Newcastle.
That the players... Yeah, that the players come through those games unscathed before we, you know, talk about...
Pretty big game now, that, isn't it? Brighton going to Newcastle.
Yeah, it's
That's
massive.
That's a huge game now, all of a sudden.
It's massive. And I think, you know, Brighton, because they've still got these games in hand, if they win them, it's making the top four interesting, isn't it?
It is. And what are we saying about Arsenal then? So Martinelli and Judy, you've got to keep your eye on that one. Just a real lack of... spark today. There was something just not right. The pressure definitely told. And despite the fact that their last two fixtures, let's go to those again. The last two fixtures for Arsenal, so no double game week, but it's Forest away, who obviously fighting, and then Wolves at home. I don't know what to do. I haven't got any Arsenal assets outside of Gabriel, but I wouldn't know what to do if I held an Ødegaard or a Martinelli or a Trossard or even a Gabriel Jesus. What would you...
Sell.
You reckon?
Mm.
It feels like they've gone, doesn't it?
Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that by Sunday afternoon, and I appreciate that they've got a game next weekend, but even if they beat Nottingham Forest at the weekend,
yeah,
Man City can still be champions on Sunday if they beat Chelsea, which they will. So,
do you know what, though? I sort of wonder whether... When City win it, because I think it is going to be a when now, not an if, and the pressure, or like Arsenal will be like, oh, it's over.
It's done.
I just wonder whether that might have the opposite effect on the players. I wonder whether they just go, oh, thank God for that. The pressure's off now. Let's just go play.
But there's only one game after that happens. So
yeah, but it's Wolves at home. And they might want to just see out the season. I just wonder what strange things happen in game week 38.
Yeah, they do.
I know that Wolves' defence has been better since the new manager came in, but I just wonder whether they might just play with a bit of freedom and be back to their old selves in that game.
I mean, they might, but they've got some injury problems. They're not. I don't know.
Not
I think
feeling it.
I'm not. No, because I think maybe for 38, but for 37.
Okay.
I just think that there are, obviously you've got doubling teams. I think you've got other teams that you can invest in. I worry about what this result might do to morale in that Arsenal dressing room.
Might just break them. You never know.
It did after Spurs last year, didn't it?
Yes, it did. What do we want to say about Everton 0, Manchester City 3? So again, brilliant result for City. Just unstoppable juggernaut right now. Do you think they'll get through in the Champions League?
I think if they do get through in the Champions League, they'll win it.
Mm, I think they'll win it.
But I don't know if they will.
Oh. Ooh. Interesting. 1-1 coming back. Real Madrid at their place.
I don't know. See, so in the Premier League, they're really good at knowing how to win it.
Yeah.
They aren't in the Champions League.
Mm,
but Madrid are.
No. Well, yes, true.
So,
yeah, true.
I think it will be really... I think Wednesday evening's game is going to be utterly...
Fascinating, isn't it?
Utterly
I can't wait
brilliant
for it.
No, I can't either. I think it's going to be a brilliant watch. Actually, I'm not here. I'm out.
Oh, yeah? Where are you out?
Taking your nan out, aren't I, to watch the dance.
Oh, my God. Are you missing City Madrid to watch the Great British Bake Off?
No, we're going to see... I'm taking your nan to see Anton Dubek do some dancing, aren't I?
You're going to see Anton Dubek with my nan and your nan rather than watch City Madrid. Semi-final Champions League second leg.
To a swap.
I do not. I do not want to swap.
The point I make is that it's at home, the Etihad, you've got the crowd and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Man City have not done this before. Real Madrid have. And if we've just said how good Man City are at closing down a league lead because they've done it before and they know what it takes... Madrid have the exact same thing in the Champions League. I think it'll be fascinating... I find it hard to call who wins that game, but whoever wins that one, I think beats the Milan club.
Yes, I agree. I think they'll do it.
Do
I
you?
I think City will do it.
Are they going to win the FA Cup as well? Going to win all three?
I think they'll get the treble.
Do you?
I do think they'll get the treble. Yeah, I think of the three, the one I'd say they're least likely, I think the one that's the least in the bag...
is the FA Cup.
I think it's the FA Cup. Genuinely, I think they're going to... They're going to have... Did you see the tweet from Jack Grealish with the, you know, our goals posters on their training wear? And it's got the Champions League trophy there. Just like they are so focused on winning that. And they are different level this year, different level. But in a one-off game against your rivals at Wembley, anything can happen, right? But, and the league is done. The league is done, as far as I'm concerned. Even though the league is done, what are we saying about their players? We've got Grealish and Haaland. Both of us have got Grealish and Haaland.
Yeah.
You've got Edison as well.
Yeah.
That feels pretty good, doesn't it? I think you're probably going to stick Edison with the clean sheet today. Get in, Edison.
And he got 2 bonus points.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Did he?
I didn't understand what happened. I was out and watching Max play his little thing and I shouted over Lee, what's the Man City score? And you were like, oh, they're 3-0 up. And I was like, oh, well, great.
Amazing.
I'd completely forgotten I had Edison because he's so terrible 99% of the time. I just forgot he existed in my team until I came home and I was like... I've got a lot of FPL points. Where have they come from?
Superb.
Edison, 8.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Well, Edison owners, we deserve those points for sticking with him for this long. If you sold him ahead of this game, that's just, well, it's dead unlucky.
Some people benched him for Kepa, though, and of course, Kepa didn't play, so he's going to
come on. So there will be a few coming off the bench, no doubt about it. But it was Gundogan that stole the show in the end. 2 goals and an assist. 3 bonus points. Top for BPS across the whole game week with 61. And also top for XG overachievers with his 2 goals against an XG of just 0.26. I haven't seen the goals, but they're obviously some decent goals there from Mr. Ilkay Gundogan. Any shouts on him as a bit of a differential between now and the end of the season couple of games?
I'm locked in on Man City, but I think if you're not, then he is becoming quite a nice option. Yeah. I think, of course, again, as we said with Brighton earlier, you've got to wait and see what happens to them on Thursday night. You've got to wait with Man City for Wednesday, because you've got to make sure they get through the Champions League without injury.
If they get through the Champions League and Chelsea and Brighton, they win both those games in 37, so therefore win the league, what sort of team do they put out against Brentford on the last day? I know they're lifting the trophy and all that
How far away is the Champions League final from that match?
Don't know. Good question. Someone in the chat or someone will put in the comments as to where that is. But I just wonder whether that last game against Brentford in 38 might just be a B team, you know?
Could be.
Could be just a B team.
But that happens all the time, doesn't it? We see that all the time at the end of the season. We get weird starting 11s with just random players getting a 10th of June is getting a getting a start. It's far enough out, I think.
Okay,
isn't it?
Well, Simon's saying a good point, Simon. Actually, Gundogan always ends the season well. I do remember a couple of seasons ago, maybe even last season as well, he was epic. Yeah, epic last season in the closing matches. He always finishes strong, doesn't he, Gundogan? There's something in that. I don't know. There's something in that. But very, very good. Everton going to survive, aren't they? Despite this result?
Yeah, because
I think they're probably going to stay out.
Yeah, because there was the interview with Sean Dyche, and he was talking about how
done a good job there, hasn't he?
You don't
done all right.
They didn't expect to beat Man City. It's the next two that they need to win.
Yeah.
Anything from this was a bonus. So, and I think, you know, there's plenty of teams down below them that are worse off than that are worse than them. None less than Leicester have got to play you lot tomorrow.
Wolves away is a difficult fixture for them. Bournemouth at home. It's got the potential to be pretty spicy, hasn't it?
Bournemouth do seem to have gone a bit on the beach recently.
Yeah, possibly. So, I guess they probably were looking at Man City coming to their place and thinking, bah, well, look, you know, the focus has got to be on the final two. Final two. Where else, Sam? Let's cover any more of these games. Anything you want to talk about? Manchester United 2, Wolves 0. Goals for Martial and the wonder kid Garnacho, who I really like, by the way. He's a quality little player, Garnacho. Not sure about the Barnett, but, you know, good player.
Nobody understands what he's doing with his hair.
No. I don't understand the hair. But, you know, quality player. Some bonus points for Luke Shaw, despite getting booked. So we obviously had a pretty good game. Bruno Fernandes with the assist. Rashford obviously not featuring in this game. So there will be some Purvis Estupinans and some other jammy points off the bench for a few Rashford owners, I'm sure. What else do you want to say about this game and Manchester United assets going into the final couple of game weeks? Because as you can see, they are top of the ticker. Bournemouth and Chelsea coming up in game week 37, which looks pretty damn good. Finishing with a home tie against Fulham in 38, where, you know, they could be clinching their spot in the top four with a win at home in front of their own fans. So those three games looking eminently winnable, particularly, as you mentioned, Bournemouth being on the beach a little bit. Mm. So United going to Bournemouth probably on paper looks the most difficult game. Sorry, Chelsea fans. What are we saying? We've got Rashford. We've got, in your case, Shaw. And I've got De Gea. Are we going for a third, you and I? Or should FPL managers be going for a third asset for these two game weeks?
Yeah, you probably should. I had this question, didn't I, Sky, and I struggled a bit when I was trying to answer it.
Yeah.
Because Mark sent it over in advance, and I was like, ooh, interesting. And I, at the time, was like, well, the problem is that defensively at home, they've been really solid.
Yeah.
Away from home, not so solid.
Mm. I could see three clean sheets there, though.
But I could. And
I could.
But then equally,
I hate to say it, because we're trying to chase them down as Liverpool for fourth, but Bournemouth, like you say, are they arsed? Not really. Chelsea, do you see them scoring at Man U? Maybe, but
they found a little bit of something.
Maybe, but a clean sheet wouldn't make you fall off your chair. And then Fulham at home, that's potentially three clean sheets.
I think it's potentially. The problem I have a little bit is that I've got Edison, who's got a double game week, so I'm not really going to change him out for De Gea.
No.
That seems a bit sideways. And then I think when you look at the rest of the Manchester United defence, it feels a little bit difficult to know who to go with. I've got Shaw already. Go Varane, I suppose. Maybe go Lindelof. But nobody else really shouts to me in the same way that Luke Shaw did when I got him.
Okay. And outside of the defensive, what about Fernandes? Is it worth maybe a hit to get some money out of Watkins and then put that into Fernandes in midfield? Is
possibly
he worthy of a conversation?
I think potentially if Rashford isn't fit.
Right.
Because that's something we're going to all have to watch for, isn't it? Is that, you know, some people sold him already. I didn't. I benched him this week. But I think if he is ruled out of next week, then you probably do want to look at a different attacker.
Mm.
And Bruno is probably the one that I would want to ideally get to.
Yeah, top four chances created. Where's the stat? Here it is. Yeah, top four chances created, Bruno Fernandes this week across the whole game week with five chances created according to the Fantasy Football Scout members area. So yeah, very much in and around it. He's also in the top 10 for XG underachievers. No goals for Bruno Fernandes this week, but an XG of 0.42. So that, to me, suggests that he's getting in the right sort of areas and being quite creative as well. So his XGI, his expected goal involvement stats, I haven't seen them, but I suspect that they are reasonable for this game. I suspect that they're reasonable, and he's probably a bit unlucky just to have the assist out of this game. So Bruno Fernandes owners, I envy you, because I think he's a nice pick. I think he's a good differential.
If Rashford is ruled out, is that where you go?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And even if Rashford is fit, I would consider getting Bruno Fernandes in anyway.
Instead of who?
I don't know. I want to see how Mo performs tomorrow and how Liverpool perform.
You're not talking about selling Salah.
No, probably not. But Bruno Fernandes, like I said, I don't see them. I see them getting three wins out of that. I think they'll get top four, and I see three wins because there's some nice fixtures there. Where else do we want to go? Anything else that you want to cover before we get into our scores?
I don't think so.
No, all right. Unless
obviously we've still got extra games to come, haven't we? With Newcastle and Brighton.
All right. Well, listen. Let's get into the scores. Oh, God, let's do me first then. Ooh, what a horrible game week. What?
97.6%.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah,
okay.
It's been bad.
But your captain hasn't played yet.
I need a Salah hat-trick to nil tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've got Salah captain, Trent and Robbo all featuring tomorrow.
Who's Robbo coming on? Rashford.
So I need my boys to do me a massive get out of jail job, because this game week has been utter guff, guys. Utter guff, honestly. And I spoke earlier in the live stream about the choice that I was having between which set of transfers to do. And the one that I kind of had sort of in my mind for most of the week was to do Watkins to Wilson, Callum Wilson. I wouldn't have captained Wilson, but I would have done Watkins to Wilson. But that would have left me with four Newcastle. That would have left me with Isak, Wilson, Botman and Trippier. Yeah. So I would have had to have taken out Botman.
Okay.
Probably would have done Botman. But because of the price difference between Wilson and Watkins, I would have had a bit in the bank. And I could have gone for, like I said it last time, I could have gone for Pedro Porro. I probably would have gone there, actually. Or could have gone for a Lindelof or somebody like that. I didn't have enough for Shaw, but I could have gone for a cheap United defender, potentially. That was one of my moves. And in doing so, would not have sold Purvis Estupinan. What I did instead was decided not to go for Watkins and go for the bigger differential instead. I looked at my team and not to go for Wilson and go for the bigger differential. I didn't want the Wilson headache for next week. So I didn't want the two Newcastle forwards.
Mm.
I fancied Encisco because I think he's been brilliant. And by the way, that's come off, right? He's got six. So happy days. I'm all right with that. But of course,
then
left me with Mitoma, McAllister, Enciso and Estupinan. So I had to sell Estupinan. So in taking a bit of a punt on Encisco, I've not got Callum Wilson and I've sold Purvis Estupinan. I'm on 32 points. I'm in the mud. I've doubled my rank and I'm sad about it.
It is.
Yes.
Do you know what? Right, okay, let's look at the positives here.
There's not many.
No, there are. There are positives there, because the Isak Wilson thing could yet still go in your favour because they've got another fixture to play. Likewise with the Trotman, that's a cross between Trippier and Botman. Trippier and Botman double up defensively because that is, you know, that is differential in a way, right? If Francisco is fit to play, which I think he will be, I think it was cramp more than anything else.
I don't know. I think he was feeling the back of his leg, unfortunately. I think it sounded like a bit of a hamstring to me.
I'm trying to be positive here. You stop showering on the positivity. And then and McAllister and is still a differential, right? Even though a lot of people flock towards him, he's still a decent differential, so he'd still give you a green. Plus, you've got the three Liverpool assets against a Leicester side that have been awful, and Salah is captain.
Mm.
So there is still plenty of potential in that team.
If we get nothing would please me more than to get a big Liverpool win with Salah getting a couple of goals tomorrow night, and then this looks very different, right? But
you feel different.
It might not. So, yeah, a really, really bad game week at the moment. Really bad game week. So very much below average. Overall rank went down from like 56k to 89k, which just stings. It's absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. And to make it even worse, Sam, to compound matters, you've had the opposite. An absolute stormer of a game week. A beautiful game week. Estupinan's there. Wilson's there as captain. But, I mean, those are the two. Those would be big enough success stories in their own right. But, oh my God, Edison got a clean sheet. Shaw's got bonus points. Kane's got a penalty and bonus points. It's just gone very right, hasn't it? It's just good.
So far, yeah. It's been a good game week. And I'll be honest, it was a game week that I was a little bit worried about because I knew going into it, I sat here last week and said I wanted to sell Gakpo for Joe Linton. And then I watched Leicester on Monday evening and thought, I can't sell Gakpo.
Yeah, don't sell
him. I just can't sell him ahead of this. Like, I can't go into that without any Liverpool attackers when everyone's got Salah and I can't afford to get Salah yet.
You watch Gakpo get a couple of goals tomorrow.
Oh, please.
I hope he does.
So I was a bit worried because I didn't have three Newcastle. I went into it with just Wilson and Trippier. I didn't have Isak, who's the most highly owned of them. That was concerning me. I had the injury to Rashford. I didn't think Grealish was going to play. I didn't want to play Mings against Kane. So it felt like there was a lot of kind of nonsense going on here. I didn't think Estupinan was going to get anything because their clean sheets have been poor.
Yeah.
So for it to be as good as it has been
that
so
is a,
far.
That's a freak, isn't it? There's no doubt. Estupinan clean sheet
goal
away
and assist.
At one of the best teams in the league. Goal and assist.
It just
doesn't happen.
No.
It's
so far so good, but I am very much aware that going into the next couple of games, I don't have Salah, who's highly owned in the game. I don't have Isak, who's highly owned in the game. So yes, it's been a brilliant start to the week, but we're not over yet, and it could easily swap. Hopefully, that green arrow sticks and we gain a bit more. If Gakpo goes off, then that'll be delightful. But
yeah, the Newcastle-Brighton game is going to be really odd, isn't it? Because we've all got like Trippier, Estupinan, McAllister, Mitoma, Wilson, Isak. We've got so much FPLness going on in that game. Anything could happen, couldn't it?
100%.
Anything could happen.
And it's uncertain as to who gets the nod between Wilson and Isak. Do they both get it again? Does one of them get it? It's a tough one. So far, pretty nice week.
All right. And have you put any thought into transfers for next week yet? Or are we kind of, we dialing that in a little bit because we've got so much football to play, really, haven't we?
I mean, I have obviously had some thoughts. I've got my three Brighton already in place. I've got my three City already in place. I've got two Manchester United in place in terms of Rashford and Shaw. But obviously, the big question is going to be, is Rashford fit and available to play in it? So I have to wait for Ten Hag to speak on that. I don't think I want to get any Chelsea assets ahead of their double because it's horrible. Man United, Man City is probably the worst double you could have got.
Mm.
So I don't think I want any Chelsea assets for that one. Plus, you know, I want to play Kane at home to Brentford next week. So I think my bigger issue is going to be benching headaches again. And what I'd ideally like to do is just choose one of my free transfers going into 37, because game week 38 feels like it could be difficult. Like, it feels like there's a lot of teams in there that will have secured, like, if Man City win the league, could they could we have a bit of some obscure ones in there? Could we go for a bit of a differential pick? Yeah. So ideally, I'd like to just use the one transfer next time around. Trippier is on the chopping board, though.
I think he's got to be, isn't he?
He's the one.
Yeah.
And when I look across that team, if Rashford is fit and available, Trippier is the one I look at and
that
go...
That is a classic.
You're my weakest.
A classic effective ownership. That he's done me massively for weeks now. What is that? One clean sheet in 15?
Yeah, I think that's...
Unbelievable.
That's, what, eight?
And he's not exactly getting assists or anything.
No, one return in eight, and that was an assist. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy. Well, listen, a game week to remember for you so far. A game week very much to forget from my perspective. So far, I'm hoping... that Liverpool can get me out of a massive hole and Salah can get me out of a massive hole tomorrow night. I won't be watching, actually, because... first half I'll watch. Second half, I go and play football on a Monday night, so I won't be watching the second half. But I'm hoping to get back in my car, stick TalkSport on
and
after I finish football.
Gakpo was unbelievable.
And talk about how good Gakpo's been. Or it's 1-0 Thiago or something. I don't know. What's coming up this week, Sam? We've already spoken about the fact that Harry and I are going to be off the bench on Tuesday morning on the Fantasy Premier League podcast. What else is going on?
So you two on off the bench this week. I'll be on the main pod as usual on Thursday as well this week. There'll be an Ohana as normal this week, and then some voice notes along the way as well.
Very good. All right, very good. Well, listen, lots of football still to be played in this double game week, not least the Liverpool game and obviously the Brighton and the Newcastle game. And then we've got next week, game week 37, probably the last kind of big chance to make a move up your mini leagues. If you want to crack that mini league, if you want to beat your rival, then the double game week in 37 feels like the last opportunity to really have a go at that. And then, Sam, we're on to game week 38, and then we're done. Then we're done. There's only two game weeks to go.
You've got to catch me now.
I've got to catch you 20 points. So I need a double from. I need a hat trick from Salah at least.
If he hat tricks, then every point he gets you closer to me because I don't have him.
Come on, Mo. I need you. I need you to do me a massive favour and salvage.
Because you wanted to have my Trent differential as well, which I was annoyed
salvage
about.
Salvage something from the wreckage for me, Trent, please. And Gakpo, if you want to stay relatively quiet and Liverpool win, then I'd be all right with that
Gakpo,
as well.
Gakpo, Cody, come on now. I'm relying on you.
Right, guys, thank you for joining us this evening. Leave us a like before you go. Hit subscribe if you're new to FPL Family and you're enjoying our content. And we'll see you this time next week when hopefully Salah's done the business for me tomorrow night. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.